Log Talk Radio.
Yeah. T-Heart Radio. Rocking with the best. Yo, yo. Here you are now in tune to T-Heart Radio. A platinum for all of the ladies to air it out. Whatever's on your mind and whatever's on your chest, cause the lessons that you learn can benefit the rest. So let's grow together, let's teach each other, spreading only good vibes to one another. T-Heart Radio, rocking with the best, yeah. Bringing love and light to the people, nothing less, yeah. T-Heart Radio, rocking with the best. Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? I love doing this radio show. I love it. I love it. I love it. Welcome, 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 everybody. I tickle myself. Welcome to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key, as always. Check it out. Tonight's topic, we got a good one. Tori, our other host, normally creates the topics. And tonight's topic is, I don't have any sound effects, so I got them for you. I'm going to do them with my mouth. What makes for a good and healthy relationship? Is it the partnership you build or the partner you pick? All right, make sure, if you would like to give you a take on tonight's topic, make sure you dial 845-277-9365, and that's 845-277-9365. You can always just call in and just listen in. You know, you can listen in on the phone or on the browser. But if you want to actually give your take on tonight's topic, or tell me, or call in and tell us how awesome we are, or how awesome you are, you feel me? You want to give yourself some words of affirmation. All you have to do is make sure you dial or hit the number one, so we know that you want to come on live. And soon we'll be coming on with us. We'll be Coach Shanti Sincere, one of my closest homies. I love rocking the show with Coach Shanti and Tori. It's such a great vibe. It's such dope people. Two of my favorite reels, you know, now that I'm thinking about it. In the meantime, in between time, before Tori actually comes on, because she'll be on first, I'll go ahead and play a dope video. I mean, not a dope video. I'm in a dope song. But before I get into that song real quick, I want to let you guys know I do 3D art classes, really simple, for children ages 9 to about 14 years old. And I also host class for adults as well. And it'll be on Zoom. It's really easy. 29th will be the very last class that I will be hosting for only $10. Because remember, we said it was a limited time. So the 29th will be the last class you'll be able to join for only $10. So make sure you join us. It'll be in the evening. It's super fun, super cool. Again, on Zoom, you know what I'm saying? So hit me up on awesomekey@yahoo.com if you're interested. And join in the class, and that's awesomekey spelled as is at yahoo.com. Alrighty, let's get into the very first song, which I'm sure I've played on a few shows so far. But it is one of my ultimate favorites. I really love listening to this joint live. I check it out. I listen to the YouTube video on live. One of my favorite artists, two of my favorite artists, Jasmine Sullivan, and this is featuring her. And the name of the joint is called Girl Like Me. And then we're going to be right back. Let's get it in, baby. Yeah.
I made a profile on Tinder since you left me to be with her. The thing that means I'm getting desperate. Wish I could return to sender, but you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me. Now I sit at home judging my body. Wonder what I did to lose it. Why in the hell you think you know why you don't love me no more? Yeah. And I don't even know what for. Nah, I just wanted something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you asked, I would give. It ain't right, I need to do it. And what are you in? like me a gold digger. Maybe I should look like a stripper. Wearing fashion over dresses. All the dudes be so pressed and impressed. What if you leave me with no choice? Oh, I can't do this good girl shit no more. You're
on my workout music. It is called Girl Like Me featuring, well, Jasmine Sullivan featuring her. And welcome, welcome back, people. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key, on the mic with you guys. You know what I'm saying? If you want to tune in, so check us out. Tonight's topic is a very dope topic. What makes for a good and healthy relationship? Is it the partnership you build or the partner you pick? You feel me? And if you're interested in giving your take on tonight's topic, all you got to do is set us up. Dial 845-277-9365. And that's 845-277-9365. Okay? I'm going to bring on it's a beautiful host, might I add, Tori. And then we'll be followed by Coach Shanti Sensei, one of my awesome homies, and a few. No doubt. I like that music. DJ Coach. Shanti. What's up, Tori? Let's think of it.
What's up?
What's up?
Did you just call me think of it again on the radio?
I did, but I figured no one would hear. You sound so chill. Is the music making you sound chill? Because you're like, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, I think I sound this way every show, and I think it's because the music in the background. So shout out to DJ. But yeah, I think it makes me chill. And then my sweet tea caffeine kind of wore off, so yeah, I'm chilling.
I did. Mm-hmm. She had a little bit of sweet tea, and she was like bouncing from corner to corner inside of the house earlier today. So you definitely, I could tell that it's definitely worn off.
Yeah, it's gone. I could go to sleep right now and sleep all night.
No, don't. Not yet. Well, I mean, you can go to sleep after the show. So she wants to actually go shopping after the show, which is.
It's not that I
want
to go shopping. It's that we need a couple of things from the store very close to our home, so we might as well get what we need, and then we don't have to leave out tomorrow. We can do what we have to do, you know.
Got it, boss. Well, you know, Tori normally, pretty much for every show, to be honest, has created the topic, the fantastic super intelligence, and I want to mute it. Excuse me, sorry, but I couldn't, the phone's in my pocket. So sorry, you guys. Hope you didn't really hear that well. So, since you created tonight's topic, how about you give me your take on tonight's topic?
Yeah, so I was looking at this study That was done by like this really popular news station. They did a feature on it, and they had studied like about 11,000 people, just trying to figure out, you know, what makes for a good relationship. You know, is it the partnership that you're building, or is it the traits of your partner? And after reading the article, I could kind of see what they meant. You know, because certain traits and attributes that you have, just because you have them doesn't necessarily mean you know how you'll be able to engage with someone else until you actually go through that dynamic and go through that engagement. So I think it's definitely about the partnership you build. I think if you have two willing parties which are semi-compatible, you can build up anything, really. You don't have to check through a whole bunch of different boxes. And just because you say, I want this and I want that and I want that, especially if you've never experienced it before, you have no idea what that looks like meshing with your traits.
What's that?
So
I agree.
I think it's, yeah. Oh, you always agree with me, babe.
Well, not always. There are times when we don't see eye to eye, okay?
Yeah, there are times, because I'm taller, that's why.
There are definitely times where we do not see eye to eye. But and that's and going into the fact that we don't always see eye to eye is fantastic on this topic, because what you and I have is something that we built, and we continue to build on top of and stuff. You know, in the beginning, we were still learning how to communicate with each other. And we were still learning to teach each other how we wanted to be loved and how we wanted to be treated. You know what I'm saying? So I would I agree 100%. I definitely think that it takes that building something with someone. I believe that you can make anything work, to be perfectly honest, whether it's two people in your relationship, three people, or four people. I believe you can make anything work as long as everybody involved is showing up for themselves and showing up for the relationship. You know what I'm saying? I want to share with everyone. It was something that you told me a long time ago. Tori had asked me. She said, what are you afraid of? And I'm like thinking, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm not really, you know, afraid of many things and stuff. But then I thought, you know, I let her know that I was afraid of disappointing her. And she said, you know what, Key, the only way that you could disappoint me is by not showing up for yourself. And that was such a powerful statement. It plays in my head, you know, even when I'm getting a little stressed out and stuff like that, or even when I have worries in my mind, you know, real shit, it pops in my head, you know, as a reminder, as long as I continue to keep showing up for myself and showing up for this family that we are in the process of creating and stuff, then, you know, I'm putting 100% in, you know what I'm saying? So,
I love when you tell that story. It makes me emotional every time I hear that story, because I forget that I even said that. I'm like, I said that? And then when you keep going on about it in more detail, I'm like, yeah, I did say that. That sounds like me. Mm-hmm. But it does make me emotional when you say that. But I think that that's facts. And they were kind of, you know, hitting on that a little bit in the article, saying that, you know, well, actually, this is kind of totally different. But I think that's a big thing. You know, just showing up for yourself is huge. I think we may have talked about that on another show too. Just, you know, just being showing up for yourself so you can show up for others is one of the biggest things. And, you know, on a tangent for the article, they were saying that it's not necessarily, you know, the traits or, you know, the reality of the relationship. A lot of it is just perception. You know, how you feel your partner feels about you, how you feel your partner, how satisfied they are, and then how appreciative your partner is of you, and just your perception of that. It could be totally left, but the fact that you perceive it to be good, you know, you're satisfied in a relationship. It's like, okay, they digging me, I'm digging them, they're satisfied, I'm doing my job, you know, they're appreciating me, whether it's true or not. But they use the word perception a lot in the article. So it's just about how, you know, both parties are perceiving one another.
I agree. I definitely agree. And before we go into any more of the topic, I definitely want to jump into another song. I don't think Tori likes when I play this song, but I'm going to play, it's Fouché, and the name of the song is called Single, okay?
I love this song.
Do you love
no,
it?
No,
okay,
I
good,
do.
Good,
I
good.
Love this song. I just think it's weird because, you know, we're together, and I love this song.
I agree.
It's like
it's
my anthem,
favorite titles.
Which, no shade.
Thanks, the anthem? Ain't that about a bitch? She an anthem? My cat is licking my plate. Let me put it down. While we, you know, in the meantime, between time, let's go ahead and jump into this song right here. And then we'll be right back, you guys.
Confronting my fears and finally face them. Now I can say I'm good on my own. I put it away, man. Yeah, making a change and comfortable, but it's definitely something I've done before. Finally ready to go out and get enough of us. Cause I see so bad for my exes. I'm living my life and I don't see anything. For the trouble I'm about to get into, pardon the interlude, but let me introduce you to the best thing you ever got into. Not ready to settle, but practice itself for my presence so special. Expect that you might get attached. Delicate flower, away of a power, no human, no doubt, a good time, no account for me doubling back, back. And I don't
doubt. That song is called Single. The name of the artist is called Fouché. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host. I forgot my name for a second. It's your host, Coach Key, back with you guys. And tonight's topic is what makes for a good and healthy relationship. Is it the partner you pick? Or is it the relationship you built? We're going to bring Tori back on. And if you guys are interested in giving your take on the topic, all you got to do is dial 845-277-9365. And that's 845-277-9365. If you guys just want to call in and just listen in, that's cool too. And if you want to give your take on a topic, make sure you hit the number one so that way we know that you actually want to come on live with us, all right?
Tori! What's up? Yeah, we got to switch up the anthem.
A different song?
Yeah, well, at least for me, because I realized how that sounded after you started playing the song.
Right, and you're like, she's engaged,
that's
what you're talking about.
That's my song! That's actually, it is my song, because I do play it sometimes in the house. I'm like, oh, shit, like, I'll be vibing to it, just maybe a little bit too much, but so I'll find a different anthem. But, yeah, so, yeah, partnership or partner, what else do you think about it? Because I have a couple more things, but what else do you think about it?
I mean, just like that, I was thinking building. You want to get with somebody, you know, I don't think that someone needs to be perfect. Just like we had a conversation last week, or not last week, but the last show, and we were talking about how is vulnerability a necessity for a healthy relationship? And we're like, it's not a necessity, you know what I'm saying, for a healthy relationship. So I don't think you need to come into the relationship having every single thing on point and being the perfect partner and stuff like that. I think that you guys, you grow into that, you know. I'm not sure if there's a perfect partner per se, but quote unquote, you grow into that together. You go into that through disagreements, because disagreements, I truly believe, they, you know, as long as they're not toxic, you guys are not yelling at each other and you guys are not putting hands on each other. But I truly believe, I was taught a very long time ago from an older gentleman, he's been married for years, he said disagreements are very healthy. He said they help you to get to know each other. You know, when you're having disagreements, then you know that, you know, there are things that need to be worked on and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And if you can truly just take the time out to listen to each other and listen to hear, you know, and not listen to respond, which is something that I had to work on, you know what I'm saying, in my last relationship, you know what I'm saying. And actually, it was a poly relationship, you know what I'm saying. We're not going to get into that, but, you know,
poly.
I learned. We're going to make that another topic for another show. But I truly believe that, you know, you can really build something beautiful with somebody, you know, and they don't have to be, you know, have everything that you need checked off on the list and stuff. I believe that you guys can grow together and check off those areas and stuff together, you know, as a team, because that's what it does, you know. Even when you're in a sports or anything like that, you guys don't come in being able to work perfectly together, you know. You even now, we were watching Naked and Afraid, you know, and I'm like, I'm looking at it from a different perspective. I'm like, this is wonderful. These people come in, and sometimes they don't really get along. Sometimes they're conflicting and bumping heads, but they understand in order to be successful, in order for them to continue forward, in order for them to make it to the end, they have to work together as a team. They have to put their egos to the side. They have to put this alpha male, this quote-unquote alpha male idea to the side, this wanting to be the leader. You got to put all that shit to the side, you know, in order to work as a team, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's playing a part, you know, as long as you're playing your part and stuff. But, you know, I can go on and on and on, so, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give you the mic.
No, it's all good. But the redhead on that show, I'm not going to name names, but the redhead on that show, she was really working on my nerves, and she was working on old dude's nerves. And I guess this is like a really good example of, you know, why certain individual characteristics, why they might sound good on paper, doesn't necessarily translate well to any and all situations. Because on paper, you know, she would say, well, I'm a good leader, I'm a good communicator, you know, all that shit. But in that particular situation, you know, he had it. He knew what he had to do to build the shelter, you know. So he wasn't looking for any type of, you know, not even assurance, but help. He wasn't looking for help. So she just came across as overbearing and over-communicative. She just came across like a mom, which sounds really bad because now we're mothers. But it didn't look good. So it's like on paper, oh, you're a good leader, but a good leader is not always needed if shit is handled. You know what I'm saying? Because now you just seem like you're doing too much. But, no, I definitely think it is the dynamics, and I think we're a good example of that. And I'm trying not to sound come off wrong. But, like, some of your characteristics and personality isn't something that I would, like, write down that, you know, I'm necessarily looking for. Some of your quirks or whatever, I'd be like, nah, you know, I'm good. But the way that we flow in our rapport is dope as fuck. Like, just the way it works and the way it meshes and the way that we're able to build. Because some people you can't build with just because y'all aren't compatible on the most basic level. So it's like, okay, yeah, we can't be on Naked and Afraid together because we can't even say where we're going to set the fire at for the night. You know what I'm saying? We can't even accomplish basic shit. So how are we going to accomplish shit when shit actually gets real? So I think, you know, like I said, the rapport and the dynamics and the vibe that you're able to build, if you're able to build at all, is definitely says a lot more about the relationship than individual characteristics. Because those characteristics could potentially change.
Definitely. I agree. You know, people change, you know, they grow. Sometimes they don't grow. I had, I was watching a video on, it was a poly relationship, right? But this is perfect.
Everything goes back to poly. You trying to say something?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, the lady said something. It was wonderful, and I don't think these people are together anymore. But what she said, it stood out in my mind. She said everybody involved must evolve, you know, in order for it to be successful. And I think that was so beautifully said. It was so simple, and it was right on point. And that's exactly it. Everybody in a relationship, everybody in a partnership, everyone has to continue to keep growing, continue again to keep showing up for yourself, you know, because you can't forget about yourself. Because I did that in my last relationship, you know, I forgot who I was, and it wasn't anybody's fault but mine, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's important, you know, because you can't really fill somebody else's tank if your tank is not being filled up, or if you're running on empty. This is why I tell this my wonderful fiance that, you know, every parent needs a break, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're depleted, how are you going to be able to honestly show up 100%, show up, not necessarily 100%, but show up at your best for the situation, for your child, for your partner, if you're so depleted, you feel me? So, bada bing, bada boom. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump. Uh-oh, you got to say, do you have anything to say before we jump into another song, my lady?
No, darling, I was just giggling.
I digress. And I know why you're giggling. You know what I'm saying? I know why you're giggling.
Ooh, I like how you say my name. That was really cute. It's kind of sexy.
I know you're giggling because I was telling you that, you know, mommy, every mother needs a break, you know. And, you know, and I was talking to my homie, Sin, and we, you know, she was definitely reminding me that, you know, we put the children first, you know, which is, you know, you want to make them a priority, but you also want to make your relationship a priority as well. Because one day, you know, inshallah, God willing, these children are going to grow and they're going to do their own thing. And then what are we going to have? You know what I'm saying? What are we going to have together? So I think, and then not only that, but the children will learn what a healthy relationship looks like, you know, by their parents. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's it.
Yeah, we'll work on that. You're going to have to drag me out of the house by my hair for date night, but I'm going to go.
I am. I'm not going to drag you by your hair because your hair is so pretty, but I'm definitely going to make sure that we always put time into ourselves, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, real quick, well, you know what? I'll just say when we come back. I'm going to go ahead and jump into this next song. It's one of my favorite artists. Her name is Tammy Rivera. You guys don't know, that's Waka Flocka's wife. I think she's super dope. Got a really nice, you know, old school flavor with her voice and stuff. The name of the song is called All These Kisses. And then Key Heart Radio. We're going to be right back.
Life won't let up, boy, just rest. Lay down and let me cover.
Yeah, no doubt. That was All These Kisses. That's the name of the song. And the artist is Sammy Rivera, one of my favorite artists. Welcome, welcome back to Keith Hart Radio. Alright, it's your host, Coach T. Tonight's topic is what makes for a good and healthy relationship. I sound like I'm probably bouncing off the wall. I'm actually sitting down at the moment. But tonight's topic is what makes for a good and healthy relationship. Is it the partnership you build or the partner you pick? If you want to give your take on tonight's topic, all you got to do is set us up at 845-277-9365, no doubt. And make sure you hit the number one. That lets us know that you actually want to come on live with us. Let's go ahead and bring on Coach Shanti Sincere. Let's do it. What up, mommy?
What's going on, man?
It's always such a pleasure to hear you live. You know what I'm saying? It's really dope vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that's dope. Well, you know, you make me feel at home and shit, man. You know, bringing that old thing back.
Dig that.
Word, man. You and Tori sound so good.
I appreciate that. She was just texting. She was like, it feels like how when we were on long-distance relationship, how it was just talking on the phone. And I was like, I can dig that. I definitely agree.
Yeah. I can feel that. That spices things up to keep things spicy.
Facts. I definitely agree. We got a nice spicy topic for the next show. But I'm definitely curious. I know Tori's trip curious on your take on tonight's topic.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit all the key points, really. To be honest with you, like you usually do, hit all the key points.
I appreciate it.
I agree with, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, how bad, you know, the relationship is, if you have two people that are willing, you know what I'm saying, to do the work, but, you know, then there's potential. Every relationship has potential as long as two people have the desire to show up, create that healing and sacred space for one another and themselves first. And like you were saying, like, nobody comes into a relationship being, you know, so-called perfect, you know, and that even that perspective ebbs and flows, because in one day you can feel like I'm with the perfect person in the perfect relationship, you know what I'm saying, and the next day or the next moment you could be like, wait a minute, why am I here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
definitely
relationships do, they definitely do ebb and flow, and they do trigger you. They could be your greatest gift and your greatest challenge, you know, and they do trigger you for expansion if you are self-realizing in that way, that what's happening is the opportunity for expansion. Some of us are not even awakened to that realization yet, you know, still going and enhanced to be in the same kind of relationship, dealing with the same kind of energy in the same, in a, you know, in a different vessel, because we haven't self-realized, you know?
Yeah. I definitely agree, I agree 100% that every, that's why I, you know, I've always agreed that every relationship, you know, has the potential to work. It just depends on the individuals involved and how much work you guys are willing to put in, you know what I'm saying? And I agree you're going to be in situations that are going to trigger you, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to bring things up and stuff, you know? And that's when it comes to each individual taking the time to show up for themselves, you know? You're going to have to deal with difficult situations. You know, sometimes, you know, what I like about Tori is that, you know, even though I'm not looking forward to these kind of conversations, but if we have to, we'll sit down and have difficult conversations, you know what I'm saying? And if either one of us are not in the mood to necessarily talk, you know, or you know, we're not in that mood to necessarily talk, we will take that time and we'll acknowledge the fact that, you know, I'm not in the mood to really do that, but we always take the time to circle back. And that's one thing that used to happen in my last relationship is we would have a problem, you know what I'm saying? And we would never circle back around. We would just ignore it and kind of sweep it under the rug. And then that would cause it to allow it to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and to the point where, you know, it became too big for either of us to really have the patience or the energy to really deal with. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes complete sense. It really makes a difference when there are two people that are willing. It makes a difference that two people can be empathetic towards one another. You know, it's interesting because different things in relationship. Okay, this is what I have learned, right? And still learning, that some of the things in the relationship that might have pissed you off or made you question the relationship winds up not being so much of a priority because there's been so much growth with you. It's interesting how the love expands and the perspective, like you would, like you and Tori were speaking of perception, how the perception, the perspective of the relationship shifts as you do. And a lot of times it's either you're growing within the relationship and you guys become an evenly yoked and a vibrational match, or you start growing apart just simply based on how much you've grown and how different your perspective is. There could be the same way you get into a relationship, you're like, oh, this is so wonderful, but the things that you thought were wonderful really aren't the things you needed anymore because of something that shifted inside of you. You know, it's the journey is the teacher for all things, all the time. It's like, even though a lot of us are pretty much summoning the same thing at the end of the day, joy, there's so many different ways to get that joy. And some of them are very unorthodox ways that we would never understand until we are in the situation. So a lot of times I've been very self-righteous, especially when I was much younger, like in my teens and stuff like that. I was very self-righteous. I thought I'd just very self-righteous about a lot of things in relationships, you know. And now I'm wiser and I have empathy for those things that I was so self-righteous about as it pertains to relationships, you know.
It's amazing, you know. There was something else that you touched on earlier when you and I were having a discussion, and you were saying that, you know, sometimes we focus on that one part that we're not getting, or that one part that we feel is bad,
mm-hmm.
that we don't see all the many beautiful things and the beautiful ways that our
mm-hmm.
partner is showing up in every other aspect
mm-hmm.
in our lives, and that's definitely
mm-hmm.
related to what you were talking about. And I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you taking the time out to remind me about that. And that goes in life in general, you know. We're so busy complaining and seeing this storm in this one aspect that we're not taking the time out to see the fact that we've got money in our account, that we've got clothes on our back, we've got food to eat, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so, and that'll give you, you know, your ego getting in the way will, it has the ability to really mess up things, you know what I'm saying? You being so tunnel focused, so tunnel vision on one aspect and not being able to see the beauty and the fact that you guys are growing and evolving in so many other ways and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
Same here.
So
same here. Mutual.
It's true. I mean, you know, say, like, sometimes you say things back to me, like Tori said. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's
just saying that.
Big that. Yes, but that's it's true. It is true. And, you know, patience in a relationship. You know, so the question is partnership. Like, partnership, if you pick the partner, sometimes you could pick a partner that you would never think the partnership. How can I say this? I hear the words, but it's hard for me to translate at this very moment. So I'm going to take my time. Partnership and the partner. Okay, so when you choose the partner, you choose them based on the kind of partnership that you envision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into this partnership with someone, and it turns out being completely different, but every single thing that you needed, right?
No doubt, yeah.
It's in that kind of bugged out, you know, it's like you gave me what I was missing when I didn't think I was missing anything at all, kind of a feeling. Things that I never thought that I would desire, things that I ever thought that I would really want, a lot of those things were not even in my scope of things. You know, I chose a partner based on my ideas at that time, you know? And this is why I feel like, you know, patience with self, trusting your intuition, just flowing with the journey, knowing the difference between showing up regardless of how someone is treating you and being with someone who is being toxic. It's such a fine line, right? Because it's like, you're like, okay, I'm going to continue to show up because that's who I am. The ego sets in. It's like, but this person is reaping the benefits of who I am, but loving someone, right? And I think I just heard this somewhere. I think it might have been on TikTok or something. I think I heard it. You know, but it's love is not the feeling, but love is showing up even when you don't have those feels.
And no doubt.
Something on those kinds of lines, and I thought that was powerful. You know, we have all these different thoughts and ideas about how love is going to go and how love is going to be and what partnership is going to be like and what a partner is going to be like. And, yo, on some real shit, a lot of times it's nothing like that but everything that you need. Or not.
Somehow. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I was when I was talking to Tori, I was going to bring up how her and I, we watch, what the hell is that show? Married at First Sight. And they say, you know, they talk about very similar things, how love is a choice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice that you make even when you guys are going through difficult times and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And there's a, you know, it is a thin line and stuff, but it is definitely distinguishable when you're being patient and showing up when your partner is maybe going through a particular situation or they're going through a particular expansion that's causing, you know, a little bit of stress within themselves. And sometimes it can cause stress in a relationship, and I hope that makes sense. But that, you know, and but then there's the other aspect is you staying and being patient within something that's toxic, where that person isn't even, you know, they're not even recognizing the things that they're going through. They just, you know, you know, I think that eventually you definitely can tell whether something is toxic or whether someone is deserving of you, you know, maintaining that sacred space. You know, her, me and Tori were talking about, she was like, you know, I think something I guess you guys were talking about, she was asking how our percentages work in our relationship. And I'm like, in one aspect, I don't really necessarily believe in percentages. I believe that everybody's just playing a part on the team. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and on a team, you don't really, divide, like, well, this person is doing 125, this person is doing 30%. Mm-hmm. Everybody is just playing the part that they are supposed to play in that particular, at that particular time frame. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to, if we're going on percentages, sometimes that individual can't show up a whole 50%. You know what I'm saying? So in relationships, sometimes you got to do a little bit more. Even on a team level, sometimes you got to do a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. That's a beautiful thing. And that's how you know that I feel like you really picked the perfect teammate. You know what I'm saying?
Is when
they're willing to come through. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, everybody just is playing their part, plain and simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And then knowing it's in those, you know, even those parts, like, kind of like change too, and being able to navigate through that shift as well, right? Right? It's
definitely.
You know, it's like play your part, what's your best, don't cross each other's lane. And then there comes a point in time where those lanes may cross because you guys have shifted into different people, and just being able to navigate through that as well, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Navigation.
Things change. Definitely.
And
you know, no doubt. I was about to say sometimes, you know, when we're going into each other's lanes or going into a different lane, sometimes we trip up. That causes a little bit of disagreement. That causes a little bit of us bumping head until we get steady, you know what I'm saying, on that path and stuff, you know what I'm saying, if that makes any sense and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
So I definitely agree,
100%. Yeah. I definitely agree.
I agree. I love the way you guys build.
I mean, I appreciate that. I love the way all of us, you know what I'm saying? I love building with you, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't always get this time to talk live and stuff.
That's true.
Live makes a huge difference as opposed to sending videos and stuff back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
So I love this, and I love, you know, even outside of the radio show, Tori and I, we definitely sit and we build on different topics and stuff like that. We have definitely playful times because I'm very goofy and stuff. So is she, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely have times where we sit here and we're just kind of growing and just building on different topics and stuff. You know, she's giving her take and I'm giving my take. And we don't always necessarily agree, you know what I'm saying? But, I love when that we have that type of space, and the same with you and I, you know what I'm saying? We don't necessarily have to agree with what the individual says.
Right.
We have a safe space where you can voice your opinion, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Build and grow. What was the thing that you said about evolve?
Everybody involved must evolve.
I like that so much. I used to say resolve and evolve. Resolve
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like
resolve,
that too.
You know, resolve your shit and evolve from your shit.
Seriously. I like that too. I'm going to have to write that down, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, when I heard with the other part, it just reminded me that, like I said, everybody, when Tori had reminded me that the only way that I could ever disappoint her is by not showing up for myself, you know, and that just reminded me that everybody in a relationship, you know, everybody has to grow. You have to grow within self, because even though you're on a journey together, you're also on your separate journeys, which is just as important.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So.
Yes, I agree. And to add to this, one last thing that I want to say, that one of the most powerful things I think I've ever heard before was that in a relationship, in a partnership, you know, when you do have these disagreements, a lot of time what we do is we point the fingers, well, you know, you did this, you did that, goes back and forth like that.
Yeah.
And in a partnership,
definitely.
You know, you're not the problem and I'm not the problem. The problem is the problem. And as a team,
right,
we resolve this problem together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's pretty powerful to see it in that way, to separate yourself as being a part of the problem and seeing the problem as the problem. You know?
Yeah.
That made so much sense to me when I heard it.
It does. I agree 100%. In previous relationships, I've come to a partner and I'm like, you know, I'm having this particular problem. And they're like, oh, well, you think I'm not a good partner? You think I'm this? I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not saying that you're not good enough. I'm just telling you that I'm having a particular situation. And I used to be like, mm-hmm. you know, I agree 100%. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you pointing mm-hmm. the fingers, you know, let's work on solutions. You know what I'm saying? Let's work on solutions mm-hmm. for getting out of the situation. Work on solutions mm-hmm. together. I'm not saying that you're a bad partner, mm-hmm. And it's not mm-hmm. saying that I'm a bad partner. It's just saying that there's always some room for growth. That's exactly what it is. There's always mm-hmm. just some room mm-hmm. for growth. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then with that being said, you know what I'm saying, let's go ahead and jump into the another song, you know what I'm saying? If you're okay with that, of course. No doubt.
Play DJ, play that song.
No diggity. I don't know if you guys should hear my cat. She said the same thing. She said play the song. So the name of this joint is called Be The One, and the name of the artist is called Sinead. So let's get into this, and then Key Heart Radio, we're going to be right up. It's not playing.
Word.
Here we go. There we go.
I gotta see. If it's magic, why can't it be everlasting? If it's feelings involved, then how can we keep them? That it's hard to draw lines when we blur them so many times, but like your heart that's in my hand, hold me tightly when you can. Don't contemplate on revenge. Where do we go to just refresh? Hold me tightly when you can. Don't contemplate on revenge. Where do we go to just refresh?
Baby, how do we cut off the benefits, but
hold it onto the wish and wish you well. Onto the let's just be friends and nothing else. Baby, it is important. You know my heart can be extorted or exploited.
No doubt. So that was my fault. I meant to play the song Be The One, you know what I mean? But I played Don't Want to Pretend, and that's actually Chantel May. I played a whole nother artist, you know what I'm saying? Well, anyway, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host. I forgot my name for a second. Coach Key. My name is Coach Key. Thank you for everyone who's taking the time to tune in. You know what I'm saying? Tonight's topic is what makes for a good and healthy relationship. Is it the partner you pick, or is it the partnership you build? And we are back with Coach Shanti. It's here. No doubt.
Well, first of all, that song gives me the feels, okay?
Yeah,
I like that song. I do.
But no accent,
I like that song, yeah. And what's Waka Flocka's wife's name?
Tammy Rivera.
You know why you like her, right? Let me tell you
is she a Leo?
Of course.
I should have known, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Look, I nailed it, too, because I wasn't really sure. But I know there's some type of energy, you know what I'm saying? And it was crazy. I'm honestly surrounded by Leos. I'm surrounded by lots of Leos. And shouts out to all the Tauruses, too. You know what I'm saying?
Shouts out to the Taurus.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. I definitely am surrounded by, like, the best of people that I have around me. You know, a lot of times they're Leos and stuff. So, no doubt. No doubt.
Well, we love
That's
our Cancers, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt. I love it. It's a good mess and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's up. I want to let you guys know that I am doing a 3D art class. You know what I'm saying? And on the 29th of this month, and this will be the last 3D art class that I will be hosting for only $10. It is for children ages 9 to 14 years old. And it is also for adults, and it starts at 7 p.m. The adult class and the children's class is separate. So, you know, the adults, you can bring whatever it is that you enjoy doing while you're creating and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget to check out my website, 7keycoaching.com, and I would definitely love for Sin to share her info as well.
Yeah, man, first I want to say, yo, take the class, y'all, on some real because, look, here's the thing. I've watched your growth. You know what I'm saying, yo? I've watched your growth. And I remember saying, like, yo, this 3D such and such, yo, this shit is hot. You was like, yo, homie, yeah, I saw that, yo. You know what I'm saying? I was going to try that and shit. I'm going to try it. You tried it and you did it. And it's, like, crazy that you are in this position just like that. It's like you're mocking time and you're teaching other people, you know what I'm saying? This is dope. Same thing as being a coach, everything. It's just, let me not go on this tangent. This tangent of love.
Man, I appreciate it. Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate it. I really do. It means a lot, you know? No. Growth, expansion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. It's a pleasure to watch the unfolding take place, boy, I tell you. It's a blessing. All right. www.soulsessions.com. SOEL for seeing ourselves evolve lovingly. Sessions.com. That's really all I have to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Love always, you know. High vibrations, it's hard times out there, you know, your pieces and your point of focus always. So, you know, try to make sure that you only, you know, tune into the things that are going to give you some soul food, you dig? So that's about it. I'm so happy to be up on here, too, and shouts out to Tori, the queen.
No doubt. I'm going to bring her on in one second. I like how you say your piece is in your point of focus, and I was watching something, and it stays in my head. He says that what you focus on expands. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely, you know what I'm saying? And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and go on to my quick little keynote, you know, if this cat will get situated on my lap. You know, and it's very simple, very basic and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe that true wisdom is knowing that you don't know everything. And once you are in that position and you understand that you don't know everything, then that leaves room for so much expansion and so much growth. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe that knowledge is definitely a necessity, something that you should seek from the cradle to the grave. You know, I grew up in Islam, you know what I mean? And but I read and I study anything I can get my hands on. And what I do is I keep what resonates within my heart. You know what I'm saying? I read stuff about Buddhism. I read stuff about Judaism. I read stuff about Christianity. I mean, Hinduism. I mean, wherever I can seek any type of knowledge, I'm searching there. You know what I mean? And I truly, you know, all I do is I keep what resonates within my heart, and I disregard what doesn't. Simple, easy. You know what I mean? I'm just going to end it on be humble, be open, and be kind. You know what I mean? And we'll bring Tori back on so she can say goodbye to everybody. Hope she didn't fall asleep. Because it was pregnant girls.
No, I'm still here. Bye. Hey, don't bring up pregnant girls. Don't even go there with me. I'm still here. I'm going to have some more sweet tea. I'm fine. Hey, sis.
What's going on, Linus?
I'm just watching Mila kick my stomach. It's really fun. So I'm having the best time.
Hey, Mila. I loved it. I love it. I can actually feel her moving around now, you know. So I think it's such a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see what the – I know, you know, I'm not the one pregnant, but on the outside looking in, it's such a beautiful thing to see what the body goes through, you know, what a mother goes through in order to build, you know, that baby and stuff like that. It's such a beautiful process, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a tiring process, which is why we're no longer going to the store tonight. We will go tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic, because I didn't want to go tonight anyway. I just want to chill for the evening, enjoy my Saturday. But that sounds good, you know. We're definitely going to – I'm going to post when the next show – I'm going to collab with all the, you know, our hosts, and we'll figure out when we're going to do the next show. I want to say thank you so much for you guys. See you guys for taking the time to tune in, to like the pages, to share, just to support – any of our endeavors that we're doing, and I really hope you guys have a fantastic night or make a nice night, and then you enjoy the music.
Word.
And that's it. And we're going to sign out for the evening and just call it a wrap.
Good night.
Night, night, guys.
Night, night. Sweet dreams, everybody. Pleasant dreams. Have a fantastic night. It's always a pleasure talking to my beautiful woman, Tori. It's such a pleasure talking to Coach Shanti Sincere, without a shadow of a doubt. And I appreciate
word.
You guys. And, yeah, one love.
Back,
we'll talk to everybody.
Back to you.
No doubt. I'm going to end it with a nice little song, and then we'll talk to you. We'll see you guys probably next month, you know what I'm saying, in a couple weeks. I know diggity. Let's see what we're going to do. We're going to sign out with Endlessly by another of my favorite artists, Alina Barrett. Let's do it.
Stop it off, I guarantee you don't need good as it.